Hello and welcome. This file is called The Mental Switch, and it will allow you to become dumb whenever you have the time and privacy to be dumb and carefree and happy, and at the same time will make you more intelligent, more focused, and more determined whenever you have to function. You will learn to automatically switch between those two, though for safety reasons, your intelligent persona will have a slight priority whenever you have to function and whenever you have things to do. And once you have done everything you have to do, you will switch back to your dumb self, becoming carefree and happy and just enjoying the simple life free of stress and cares and worries, because you will be too dumb to worry. And over time, this contrast will grow and grow, making it easier to switch between the two, allowing you to enjoy the amazing benefits of both worlds. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us, and then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement, while I limit the freedom
of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, its freedom limited more and more, its focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, only focused on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper into trance with every word I say, now it's time. Time to change you a little bit. Time to make it easier to switch between your professional, intelligent persona and being at home, letting go of your mind and enjoying being dumb. That's right. Today, you're going to learn how to switch easily and automatically between these two personas, allowing you to become even more dumb whenever you can enjoy it, yet enabling you to function whenever you have to function. That's right. And I'm sure that you are listening to this file right now because that's exactly what you want. You want to have the ability to be dumb, to be carefree, to be happy whenever you have the opportunity. Yet you also know that sometimes you have to function. You have to be intelligent and you have to use your smarts. And up until now, this might have looked like a contradiction to you. And now we are going to change it. That's right. Just imagine you are freely able to switch between your intelligent persona and your dumb persona whenever you want. And as a matter of fact, because you know you can easily switch back and forth, you will find that both personas will become even more intense. It works like this. You know that you can always become intelligent, which will allow you to become even dumber when you're not. And you will always know that you can become dumb whenever you want, allowing you to be even more intelligent when you have to be. Now, because being dumb and happy and carefree is very seductive, we will include one safety for you. Because every time your subconscious mind knows that it's time for you to be smart, that it's time for you to function, that you have to work, that you have to be intelligent, you will find that you automatically, and there's nothing you can do about it, until you have done what you have to do. Because you know, your smart persona is also your professional persona, and whenever you have to be professional, your smart persona will come out. Of course, that just means that you're going to look even more forward to let go of your intelligence, to become dumb and carefree and happy, looking forward to let go of your intelligence and just enjoy being dumb whenever you have done what you have to do. That's right. Now keep in mind that this switch will mostly happen out of your control, simply driven by circumstances and necessity. And you understand that your professional persona always has priority whenever you have to function, whenever you have to do something, whenever you have to work, whenever you have to fulfill tasks, the smart persona will take over. And then, as soon as you have the freedom, the privacy and the space to be dumb, to be carefree, to be happy, you will find all your intelligence simply draining away, and you're becoming dumb and happy and carefree and living the easy and happy part of your life. That's right. And at the beginning, these two personas might not differ too much. And yet, every time you switch, every time you become intelligence, every time you become dumb, the polarization between the two personas will become bigger and bigger. They will become more and more distinct. Your dumb persona we become dumber and dumber, more and more carefree and happy, and it's just a joy to be dumb. And at the same time, your professional, your smart persona will become more and more intelligent. That's right. The dumber your dumb persona becomes, the more you can enjoy these breaks, the more professional, determined, and goal-oriented, and of course, the more intelligent your intelligent persona becomes. It's simply a matter of contrast. Because as you practice switching between those two personas, you will find that it's easier and easier to switch, that you become instantly completely dumb and carefree and happy, leaving all the worries behind, that you can become instantly intelligent, focused, determined to fulfill any task you have to do, as good and as efficiently as possible, because you know then you can drop back to your dumb persona and take a nice little break. And this way, both personas will reinforce each other. Just switching from one to the other will reinforce both of your identities. Just think about it. After a while of being dumb, of giving your brain a break, having used your mindlessness to de-stress, it will be incredibly easy to switch back to your intelligent side and use your brain. Now that you had this nice little break, you will be incredibly productive and incredibly intelligent. And of course, it also works the other way around. After having worked hard, after having been really productive, after having used your brain to its fullest, it's so amazing to just let go and become dumb, become carefree, become happy, letting go of all your worries and cares, letting go of all your stress, and just enjoying being dumb and mindless and happy and carefree and feeling good. That's right. Now, let's talk a little bit about how it's going to feel for you. And I already told you that the switch is going to happen automatically. It will be something completely unconscious, like you're automatically switching between many different identities every day. You're not the same person you are with your friends, that you are at work, or say with your family. And without even noticing, you are switching between these different identities. And just the same way, you will switch between your professional, intelligent identity and being dumb whenever you have the time to do so. And it will just happen automatically. Now just imagine it. Just imagine you know you have to do something. You have to function. You have a job to do. So you will automatically, without even noticing, switching to your smart persona. It will just happen. You will become incredibly focused on the task at hand. You will find that your mind easily and automatically lets go of all distractions. And whenever you're in your intelligent persona, it will especially let go of your dumb side. Because you know as soon as the task is over, you can indulge in your dumb side. So there's never any reason to let the lure of being dumb distract you from your work. That's right. Whenever you're in your intelligent persona, thoughts about being dumb will be completely gone from your mind. And the more you practice it, the less you will think about being dumb whenever you're smart. Just like you won't think about being smart whenever you're dumb. Now, just imagine it. Just imagine you have a task to do, and you will feel it. You will feel the determination coming up. You will feel the motivation. You will be focused. Focused like a laser beam on the task you have to solve. And you will find that while you're focused on this one problem, all your mental capacity will be available to solve this task. That's right. It will be incredibly easy to get into a deeply focused working space. You know what I'm talking about. This kind of space where you're just focused on solving your problem, where time just flies and you're incredibly productive. And you will find every time you're switching to your smart persona, it will become easier and easier to drop into this deeply focused workspace. That's right. Every time you will be more focused, you will be less distracted, you will be more on track with your thoughts, you will find that you can easily focus on it, that you're easily very concentrated, very determined, very motivated, and that nothing will distract you while you are in your smart persona. And it will be so easy to be productive and to get amazing results. And then, at some point, you're done with your work. You've finished it, or at least finished your work for today. And you feel good about yourself. And you know, work is done, work is over. And you will automatically switch to your dumb persona, to your dumb side. Because you know, you have done your tasks for today, and now it's time to enjoy, to indulge. Just imagine it, how amazing it's going to feel when your mind is going to switch over, letting go of your intelligence. It's just melting away from your mind. You become dumber, you become carefree, you become worry-free. You leave all the stress, all the thoughts of the day behind you and just enjoy being dumb and happy and carefree. That's right. It will simply happen. All the stressful thoughts will just melt from your mind because you know they will still be there tomorrow. Right now, it's your private time. Time to relax. Time to be dumb. Time to be carefree, time to de-stress. And so your mind will let go of all of these thoughts. They will just melt away from your mind, replaced by happiness, replaced by carefree bliss. Because you will be too dumb to worry, too dumb to care. You can just enjoy being mindless and carefree and happy. You enjoy taking a little break, taking a little vacation from your intelligence, just switching over to your dumb side. And you know you deserved it because your intelligence side worked so hard. You did such a good job today. And now you are rewarded. You are rewarded by stupidity, by being too dumb to care about anything. And by becoming too dumb to care about anything, you will let go of all the stress in your life, all the insanity around you, all the worries and cares that burden you. You will just let go of them for a little while, leave them behind, and enjoy being dumb. Enjoy being free of expectations. Enjoy being free of worries. Enjoy being free of cares. Enjoy to be dumb and mindless and carefree and happy and wonderful. That's right. And those are your two identities. And you will find that from now on, with every day, the difference between those two identities will become stronger and stronger. The contrast will become sharper and sharper. And you will embrace them. You will embrace both of them because you understand that both have its purpose. You need both of them because you know the one thing, the biggest thing that helps you to enjoy your dumb side is knowing that you can switch to your smart side if you have to. It allows you to become even dumber and drop deeper. And just the other way around, you know that it's easy to be smart, to be productive, to do your job, to do your work, because you know once you've finished it, you can switch back to being dumb. And even though sooner or later, these two sides will become complete opposites of each other, like black and white. They still work together in your mind, and I'm sure you understand how contrasts work together. Without night, there is no day, and without day, there is no night. And just the same way, tapping into the contrast between your need to be intelligent, to be able to function and to do your work, and your desire to be dumb and carefree and happy for a little while will empower both sides and make both sides stronger than you have ever experienced them before. That's right. Every time you're intelligent, you're deepening your dumb side for the next opportunity you can indulge in it. And every time you're dumb, you're preparing your intelligent side for the next time you have to function or to work. That's right. Now, as I said before, your intelligent side will have a little bit of a priority. Whenever you have to function, and your subconscious mind will know exactly when you have to function, you will automatically switch to your intelligent side, and you will be trapped in it until you have done what you have to do, making it impossible to use your dumb side to avoid responsibilities. Because that's not what this is about. If there's something you have to do, you will become intelligent and you will do it. You will solve the problem and then you can enjoy being dumb. Because you deserved, you earned your dumb time. And just having earned it will make the dumb time that much more intense. Of course, there's one more safety, because you will find that whenever you're dumb, your subconscious mind takes very good care of you. And if at any point anything really risky happens, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, or if you come up with something that could pose a risk to yourself or your reputation, you will find that your subconscious mind will automatically and instantly switch you back to your intelligent side to keep you safe. Now this is going to happen automatically, making sure that you're never in any risk, and also to make it impossible for people to take advantage of your stupidity. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake you back up again. Now that you know that this contrast is in your mind, and you will switch between the identities automatically, and you know that your intelligent side has somewhat of a priority, so whenever you have to do things, whenever you have any responsibilities or obligations to fulfill, you will automatically switch to your smart side, and your smart side will become more and more and ever more motivated, problem-solving oriented, and highly determined and motivated. Just because you know you can relax later when you are dumb. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake you back up. And you will find that you have these two sides. And at the beginning, the contrast, the difference between them, might be very small. But the more you are in one or another of them, the more you are strengthening both of them. That's right. This is a learning curve. And you are learning that you can switch between those two extremes. And every time you do, both sides will become stronger, both sides will become more pronounced, and the contrast between them will become stronger. That's right. Now, it's almost time to wake you back up. I'm going to count you up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now get ready. 0, go deeper. And allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind. Knowing these triggers are in your mind and are going to play out in your mind. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up with every number. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. You feel energy flooding your body. 6, as your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself for a moment. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.